together, help each other. That's how you grow. And so when I decided to start my business, there were so many people that I can call and ask favors because I've helped them for throughout the years. If they needed something, they had a question about formulas, about pricing, about product. I even helped get certain people jobs in the industry that came back and were jobs that I needed help from. And so, you know, keep your network big. Keep your collaboration strong. Don't be afraid to share because you never know who is going to come back to help you, and you guys can help each other to grow.
This is the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast, and I'm Lucretia L.C. Thomas. Each week, I'm chatting with some incredible women across all industries and backgrounds who've agreed to tell the truth about what it really means to hustle. It's time for us to be honest, to let other women know that they aren't alone, to share our mountains and our valleys, to practice self-care, and celebrate our wins together. It's time to hear the truth from the women behind the hustle. This is the Girl Behind the Hustle, and I'm your host, Lucretia L.C. Thomas. Hey, girlfriends, it's your girl, Lucretia. Thank you so much for tuning and listening to the podcast today. Where are we at? Was this day 12 of quarantine? Girl, I don't know. What I do know for sure is that creating, listening, editing these podcast episodes is definitely giving me some inspiration, some motivation, giving me life. I have really been trying to surround myself with just positivity, good vibes, good people, good energy, having conversations, talking through my thoughts, not holding anything in when I'm frustrated, speaking on that, maybe not always in a public forum like social media, but definitely with confidants, friends, families, things like that. So I hope that you guys are doing the same, staying well, and just staying in a good mind frame. So one of those things to keep you in a good positive mind frame is definitely this episode. Today's episode is just really amazing. I am chatting with Aisha Chabelos Crump. After being frustrated with purchasing multiple hair products for her multiracial family, Aisha decided to use her grandmother's secret hair ingredient, Mayil, or honey in Spanish, to create the first Latino-owned hair and skincare line for natural hair. You guys know, hair brands are generally segmented by race, gender, and age when you go into the stores, and we always end up buying so many different products, especially when you have a large family. But Honey Baby Naturals crosses all of those lines. During her first year of business, she was able to secure placement in Target and can now be found in CVS, Rite Aid, Walmart, Walgreens. Her biggest retailer is Sally's Beauty. Aisha's love for community and belief in helping the next woman win led her to launch two additional companies, Botanica Beauty and Beauty Loft. Botanica Beauty is a hair care self-care line which she co-created with Ada Rojas. Beauty Loft is a beauty brand incubator for startup companies. She has been featured in Forbes, Hip Latina, Rolling Out, and Refinery 29. Listen in as we discuss how helping the next woman win also helps you win, the reality of funding and growing a company, and also what it really means to bet on yourself and win. Hi, Aisha. How are you? I'm so excited to chat with you today. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Lucretia. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk with you as well.
All right. Well, tell our listeners just a little bit about who you are, your background, and what your hustle is.
All right, great. Well, my name is Aisha Ceballos Crump, and I am the owner and founder of Honey Baby Naturals, a natural hair and skincare line, actually the first Latina-owned natural hair and skincare line in mass retail. I most recently co-launched Botanica Beauty, which is a Latina-focused hair care, self-care beauty line. And most recently, I'm crazy. I keep growing and growing and adding more things. But most recently, the CEO and founder of Beauty Loft, which is a beauty brand incubator for startup companies.
Oh, that's awesome. And how you originally started in chemical engineering, how was that pivot for you going from chemical engineering to hair care?
Well, it's crazy. And I love to tell people this story because, you know, hopefully it inspires other young females that, you know, I'm from Gary, born and raised in Gary, Indiana. Went to performing arts high school. So theater was my life, arts, performing. That's what I really wanted to do. I'm a complete extrovert. I love public speaking. I love being on stage. Came from a poor family. My parents didn't graduate high school. They have GEDs. I was the first in my family to go to college. And so I went down the list and figured out which degree made the most money. So I really didn't know what I was getting myself into. I was like, okay, I'm good at math and science. I had a 4.0. I could have went to any college I want to. And so I picked chemical engineering. And so, I went to Purdue University, which is one of the most prestigious engineering schools in the country. I had a full scholarship, and 4 years of hell.
Oh my gosh.
It's so intense, and it's very intense, but what it taught me was that I can take on anything. Being an engineer is really about problem solving, about taking a situation or a product and figuring out how to make it better. And chemical engineering takes a little step far further because it helps you to create and formulate products that can perform better. So I learned a lot. I'm really grateful for it, but I always knew that I never wanted to be an engineer. So when I graduated, I started working in the field, but I was actually selling chemicals to companies that were formulating products. So I learned so much. I went into manufacturing. And so it was always my destiny to become an entrepreneur. So the pivot was easy because I always knew that I wanted to become an entrepreneur. But chemical engineering was that very, very strong backbone that, propelled me to the level that I am now. And the beauty of it is, how many beauty bosses or owners of beauty companies can say they're chemical engineers?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like you know all of the chemicals and everything like that with the composition that needs to be there for the product. So I'm sure that has definitely helped you with coming up with a formula for your products.
Absolutely. And evaluating other products on the market. When I launched Honey Baby Naturals, it was like hardcore. Let's take the best benchmarks in the product. What are good about these products? What ingredients make them good? How can I make them better? And so my engineering background really, really helped me from a formulation perspective, as well as like a problem solving and thinking perspective. Like, how can I change the game? There's so many products on the market. What is Aisha, going to do to make these products better and change the game? And I credit my engineering background to that. And now I'm able to do my own regulatory documents. I'm able to, do my own like nomenclature, inking nomenclature. I do my own claim substantiation because these are things that I all knew. I knew, and I'm able to do these things. And I feel confident telling my customers and consumers that I stand behind these formulas.
I love that. And how was that for you with entering the market? You always hear people saying, just like as you mentioned, there's so many products that are already out. What did you do to kind of develop that differentiating factor with your product when you entered the market?
Well, the beauty is I had actually worked behind the scene for over 13 years. And I mean, I've worked with some of the best entrepreneurs. So I worked with Lisa Price, with Carol's daughter. I worked with Dr. Miracles. I worked with ORS. I was helping Design Essentials. A lot of companies lost their products. So I knew these people and I knew the products. I knew the industry. And I was like, it's amazing. But I felt like something was missing. I'm Puerto Rican, and my husband's African American, and we have biracial children. And this is kind of the inspiration behind my brand. And I was getting free product because I worked in the industry. We were manufacturing. So I would take everything home. And I had a bin for one of my kids. It has a certain hair texture. I had another bin for the youngest one. I had a bin for my husband and a bin for myself. And I realized that my hair is fine. It's not curly. It's just wavy. And my daughters have like a type 3C, 3A. My son has a different texture. So I was using so many different products. So it was kind of like my Oprah moment. Aha. Let's create a brand, a family brand that's not segmented. Why does it have to be for black or white? Why does it have to be for kids, for adults, for men, or for women? Let's create this beautiful family brand with great ingredients that really is about bringing the family together, bringing community together, and building confidence for everyone in the family, from grandma to baby. And so that's why Honey Baby Natural was born. And I felt like the food grade packaging and the innovation behind the formulas was really going to set me apart. And being a Latina entrepreneur, you have not heard of too many Latina women that are in the hair care and skincare space. And it was important for me to make my mark there and to
I
open the
love
doors for
that.
other entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. And when you started to work on Honey Baby, Did you start doing it as a side hustle and then there was a certain point that you left your corporate job completely? Or how did you do that? How did you kind of maintain that balance with both?
I didn't. I just quit. I
You
quit,
did.
you guys. I quit. I did. I had been working as a contract man in the contract manufacturing, running sales, marketing. I was a VP at my company, running product manufacturing, development, sales, and I was killing myself working for someone else, making someone else a lot of money. And I was frustrated at, my lack of growth, the fact that I didn't own the company, the fact that I couldn't make the changes that I wanted to make. And I was just at the point where I felt like I hit a wall. Like, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I'm destined to be an entrepreneur and destined for something great. And I've tried a lot of things in my life, but it was at this moment in, 2015, where I told my husband, I said, I'm sorry, we have three kids. And I was making a really good living. Like, my parents thought I was crazy. They're like, you're walking away from what? I mean, we grew up poor. They thought I was rich. They were like, oh my God, you're gonna do what? And I just quit. And it was the best thing I ever did. And it was hard. And today I was gonna post on Instagram about the struggle, because the struggle is real.
Oh gosh, the struggles are
Other people don't
real.
realize, they see the glamorous side on social media, but they don't
Yes.
see the behind the scenes when you can't pay payroll, or you're doing so much to just make ends meet. But the first year was such a struggle, and I was like, wow, did I make the best decision? But I absolutely did. I worked, 20 hours a day, 100% into this. I originally did my first website, my first trademark, my first product development, my sourcing. I had no employees. It was just me. And so I would not have been able to do that had I been working. I'm blessed that I'm married. I've been married for 18 years. My husband and I have been together since college, and he still had a job. And so he had benefits, and he was able to help support. I mean, we lost a huge part of our income, but it allowed me to focus. And I think a lot of times people try to do it as a side or a hustle, and it's hard to do because you really need to give it 100%. And that's why, when I launched, I mean, we launched, 2016, I was in retail by the next year because I put 100% into it. And so I think that was a very important part to my success, is that I dedicated my all. I was selling my Gucci's and my Christian Louboutins on eBay. Everything
You
that
got to do what you got to
I
do.
had to do, I had a store on eBay called Wabash Boutique, and everything that was worth something in my closet that I felt like could help me, I was selling it. I was doing whatever I could. I was hustling because I believed in myself and I believed in my dream, and that's what I had to do.
Gosh, I love that. And so, with having your background and having those industry connections, were those helpful with getting your product in the store, maybe quicker than most people have been able to?
Yes, it is. And I always tell people this, and I think this is something we lack in our industry. People are afraid of competition. and I always preach collaboration over competition, because guess what? You are all, everyone has a brand. Formulations are very similar. There's one way to make a shampoo, you could fix it and add special ingredients. One way to make a conditioner, you could fix it and add special ingredients. But it's really about the marketing and the strategy that differentiates you. And so I always work with other people. I have, my phone was actually just ringing from another beauty entrepreneur that was calling me. Work together, help each other. That's how you grow. And so when I decided to start my business, there were so many people that I can call and ask favors, because I've helped them for throughout the years. If they needed something, they had a question about formulas, about pricing, about product. I even helped get certain people jobs in the industry that came back and were jobs that I needed help from. And so, keep your network big. Keep your collaboration strong. Don't be afraid to share, because you never know who is going to come back to help you, and you guys can help each other to grow.
I love that. And that's one thing I definitely admire about you when I was reading about everything that you've done and just how much you kind of value and actually do collaborate with other beauty owners and just with other people looking to develop something as well. And even if they're in the same industry, how helpful you are still with that, and just focus more so on collaboration and helping others.
Yeah, it's important. I mean, how do we advance our cause? How do we have a store with products for us by us? How do we create more shelf space by having more women of color, you know, collaborating and demanding more, because we don't get what we demand. And we're competing against big Fortune 500 companies that have more money, that have more space, that have more talent. And so the way that we are stronger is together. And I truly, truly believe in that.
And one collaboration you mentioned was with Developing Botanica. Can you talk a little bit about how that collaboration came to be?
Yeah, so I when I launched Honey Baby, and I haven't really told a lot of people this, but I made it a niche. I thought it was going to be a small niche area so that I could just really learn the industry. You know, I was like, well, let me create this small line of 7 products. Let me, you know, put it out there so I can learn the buyers and the cycles and the processes. But then it blew up. And so it's like, okay, wow. I wasn't, you know, I really didn't, I was putting all into the product development, but not really into thinking as a Latina entrepreneur what I could be doing. And I always knew that, okay, when I marketed this product, I really marketed about family and men, women, children. You know, it was really about that versus being a Latina entrepreneur. And so when my customers realized that I was Puerto Rican, well, Aisha Crump, that's a whole nother story. That's why I added my maiden name again. I used to say, like, Trump. Like, I'm 100% Boricua, you know, born and raised in Gary, Indiana. So as my daddy would say, we're soul Ricans.
Because when you hear the name, you're like, where?
So when customers started realizing that, they were like, wait, she's Puerto Rican? Mm-hmm. Oh, I roll with her. We go hard. You know, we go hard for our in our culture and for our people. And so my Latina consumer started like growing. And she's like, I really would like a product that's more geared towards us. So my brain just starts churning. And I met Ada Rojas about 3 years ago. This woman is, she's a hustler. She is a younger version of me. She's crazy. She's energetic. She works hard. She has this amazing spirit about her. Like, she just has an energy that's so familiar, you know, so similar to myself. I said, this girl has it. And I let her do some promotions with Honey Baby. Her engagement was incredible. I just saw that these Latina women were so hungry for something that was for, you know, by a woman that looked like them, that was for them. Mm-hmm. And she was like, let's do a collaboration. And I said, I went back and I said, Ava, I know this is crazy that I just launched my company, but I want to help you launch your own brand. And she almost like went crazy. And she, you know, she's like, what? And I was like, you know, I've been working on this thing. I always wanted to help behind the scenes. I want to help you start your own brand. And I know I have a lot going on, but, you know, let's do it. She was coming, flying to Chicago, like, every 2 weeks. She ended up moving here, and we just started hustling and working. And she launched in April of 2019, helped her launch. We did everything together. It's her brand, face of the brand, but we created it together. And she's in Target like right now. We just launched in April.
That's awesome.
So she has mass distribution. So it's just been incredible. I love to see her grow. I love to, you know, like I said, I tell people now we have 2 brands working together. So think about my cost of goods are going down, my logistics. Mm-hmm. I just bought my first warehouse.
Oh my gosh. And congratulations. You know, that is such a big deal. That's
I know. Awesome. It's like, it was a dream. And my husband and I, now we're starting our business, which is Beauty Loft. And, mm-hmm. And it's what I always wanted to do, is really to help other people. I've had so many people in the industry come up to me and say, how can you help me? Or can I do this? And so now we're creating an outlet for that. So now Ava and I, with Botanica and Honey Baby, and we have a few other brands we're working with, now we can ship together. We can combine packaging. We can buy collateral. We can buy goods. We can buy all these things and combine our resources. And that makes us a stronger company, each individually. Yes. And together.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I think people don't realize that, like, when you combine, now you can do a better deal and get lower prices. Yes. And products and everything when you're actually combining, rather than you're over there trying to grow your thing, I'm over here trying to grow my thing. Like, let's come together and work together and see how we can make things happen.
Right. And like, we're doing a tour right now, On the Grind Empowerment, female empowerment tour. And the fact that we're doing it together, we can do a better tour because we're splitting the cost of it from both sides. Mm-hmm. And so it's been mm-hmm. amazing. So I'm excited. I actually, my daughters, which are 13 and 12, they've asked to start a line. They got a little jealous. So my baby girls, Kyra and Corinne, are working on something. It's amazing. I love their brains and their ideas. I'm so excited. It's actually, I think it's going to be one of the best things we've ever worked on. And, I'm collaborating with a few other entrepreneurs that are in startup phase. And we hope, we're having a grand opening in March, actually next month. And we're just really hoping that we can help and build, strong businesses and entrepreneurs, with the platform we have.
I love that. And what does it feel like walking into the store, seeing your product in all of these major retailers? You mentioned Sally's and Target, CVS, Walgreens, Walmart. What are your kids seeing? Like, what does that feel like?
It's funny because, like, so for the first 3 years, I was actually filling online orders out of my house. So my house looked like a honey baby. Like, it was a mess. We had
distribution center.
Look, you have my sofas, I have bags, boxes. I mean, it was crazy. We live downtown Chicago, so we live in a condo. It's not huge. And my kids were used to seeing it at home. And so I remember the first time that we were in, Target was my first big store. And we walked in a block. My kids go to school in the West Loop, and the Target in the West Loop had Honey Baby. And right after school, I didn't tell them anything. I said, babies, we got to go on a field trip. And a field trip. I said, let's go to Target. They're like, what's so special? And I'm making a big deal. And I have to walk down the aisle. And they were so excited. And I have a picture of that moment. And I want to share this because, like, for my kids have been here. They're old enough to see their mom hustle and struggle. The first year of business, we were loading up our Buick Enclave with product and driving across the country to promote our brand. Me and my kids were on road trips. My husband was still working, so he couldn't always come with us. So me and my babies, and none of them drive, we went to Philadelphia in the truck. We went to South Carolina. We went to, we drove to Atlanta, and we were staying, hot wire hotels, maxing out credit cards. We were doing it, but they were doing it with me. So when they finally saw that, it was just like, wow, I'm so proud of my mama.
Yes. Yeah, just to be able to see you do that, I'm sure it's been such an inspiration to them as well.
And they're entrepreneurs in their own. Like, they work the trade shows with me. Like I said, my daughters, they're in the process of creating a brand that they want to do. We're going to do an e-commerce platform first. My son is actually a rapper. He's probably one of the biggest, like, up-and-coming rappers in Chicago. So he's an entrepreneur in his own. Like, he has A&Rs from big record labels reaching out to him. He's been on the radio. So I'm like, wow, looking at my kids, like, okay, little entrepreneurs, yes. All three of them.
Right. It's like that sprinkle down effect. It's kind of like, I see you doing it and we can do it as well.
Yes. And that's what it's about. It's about, like, I mean, my grandparents came to this country. They didn't speak English. They worked hard, blue collar jobs in the steel industry, to put us through school. And then my parents, they got married so young. And it's like our generation is the one that has the power to create that next level of wealth and to advance our generations. And so I can't imagine what my kids are going to be doing.
And what influence did, your culture and your background with your parents and grandparents, what influence have they had on you developing this product?
Well, honey is, it is, and if you notice, go back in the books, Aisha Crump was the first one to start using honey. Every company has a honey-based product line now. It's hilarious, but I take that as a compliment. But my grandmother, my dad's mom, she was gorgeous. She was no nonsense, and she owned a Puerto Rican kitchen, and she would cook. And she was amazing. But honey was an ingredient she used in everything for hair, skin, food, and it's such a universal. And so I started researching honey because I know I wanted this ingredient base. I wanted to incorporate mango, things that we use in our culture. And when I started researching honey, there's so many medical journals that are published about the use of honey for healing skin, psoriasis, eczema, hair care. Like, I said, ooh, I got it. And I was like, yeah, it's universal. So that was inspired my initial ingredient story. And the packaging was like food grade. So my products are in honey bottles, honey jars. I wanted to feel warm and like you were in the kitchen. Because guess where you do your hair? In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Well, I was
in the kitchen.
I know that's horrible, but look, we're making lunches on one end and doing ponytails on the other.
Always. That's how we did it growing up.
I know. Absolutely. People don't realize that, but that's just how it is. We don't have time for that. And I had two girls with a lot of hair.
And so I think one thing that kind of prevents people from starting companies or launching and going out is funding. Stats continue to show women business and especially women business of color are always underfunded. Financially, how have you been able to kind of grow and secure funding, and what challenges have you experienced with that?
Well, I can't sleep at night. it's It is hard, and I'm hoping to work on that. I make networks. The challenge is no one wants to give you credit. And when I first started, I knew I wanted to do this, and the fear was always no one's going to give me terms. So I had to buy my packaging outright, my labels, my boxes, my formulas, my ingredients. My contract packager, he was nervous to give me terms because even though I used to work there, which is crazy, because he felt like, I didn't have the collateral. And I actually, and I wouldn't always encourage this, but I took my 401k out. And that was the benefits of having those great corporate jobs. I took out my savings account, my 401k, and the blessed thing is I really, really believed in myself and I bet on myself. But the reason I'm so blessed is because it worked. I bet on me and I won. I was able to sell enough product to keep it going. The challenge I have now is because I keep investing into new businesses, is I'm running out of money. Oh, I ran out of money. It's just like, oh my God, what am I doing? I keep stretching myself so thin. So it's real. I've been blessed to use working capital from American Express. We use a lot of like online, but I haven't gone the route of really venturing into big funding. And I know people, they don't want to take investment money or they don't want to do this because they want to claim self-funded. But guess what? The only way that I'm going to have that shelf space and I'm going to be able to compete is to start looking into investment money to take your company to the next level. We came from a generation, our parents didn't even own their homes. There's no collateral. There's nothing. And so everything that you're building, you're basically selling to fund the next level. So I'm getting ready to do another big product launch. I had to fund it by, online sales, e-commerce, and new accounts. And so the challenge is real. What I'm trying to do with Beauty Loft is bring in a network of investors and putting the word out there, especially there's so many great minority investors, people that are Black or Latino women that want to invest into these companies. They just don't know about it. So I am working to try to create an investment network and funds for the companies I bring in through Beauty Loft. But it is difficult. It's not easy. I've maxed out my credit card so many times, and I have about six of them with big limits. Like right now, I was like, oh God, I don't even want to look at my credit score. Because I keep putting everything on my card. But if you believe in it, and instead of me just paying myself a lot, I just keep reinvesting into the companies, but you can make it work.
And what have you learned about yourself since starting this business? How have you grown?
I take on too much. And I learned that I need to do better with self-care and taking care of myself. And so, sometimes, like I said, I stay up at night. I can't sleep well because I'm like ruminating all these ideas in my head, and I need to hire more people. But again, that goes into funding. So, I learned that I need to take a step back sometimes and decompress because if you go all the time, you're going to crash. And, I've actually lost a few friends over the last year that were in their 40s. I'm 42. And, Black women, especially Latino women, Black women have a higher incidence of heart disease and other complications. And so I really, really need to step back, decompress, and just relax at times. And that's real.
What does relaxing and self-care look like for you?
leaving my kids.
Yes,
So I have a seven.
absolutely.
I have a 17-year-old, and I have a 13-year-old and a 12-year-old, and they are so active. And like I said, my son is has a rap career. My daughters are dancing and swimming and doing everything else. So I just have to take some days away. My husband and I, we'll just go away. And I mean, he's always a part of it. And we'll just go away and just relax. But I have a problem with relaxing because I like to party a lot too. I'm such an extrovert. So partying is kind of my relaxation. So when I go away and we do outings and gatherings, like that's still me unwinding because I'm not thinking about work.
And what do you wish people knew about your business and the work that you do?
I think that one thing that I really and we're doing this tour right now is I want to really educate people about the importance of keeping our dollars in our communities and how that matters and how that fuels our success, not just my success, but everyone's success in our category. There's so many companies out there that target women of color. Especially, I mean, we're the highest spending consumer in beauty, self-care, personal care, and healthcare. And you see these ads from these big Fortune 500 companies. They don't know anything about us. They don't know, you know, they've never lived a day in our shoes or in our life, and they don't understand. And so I think part of the education is letting people know, hey, there's this great network of small minority women-owned businesses that have these amazing products. Let's support them, because the only way they're going to survive is by supporting them. You know, people see the glamorous side, but a lot of small brands have not made it. When you go to Target and you see a red sticker on a product, it doesn't mean that it's on sale. It means that it's no longer going to be there. And what happens at that point, any retailer, when they mark down that product, you're going to get charged back for that. And if you don't, if you can't sustain it, you're done. You're out of retail. And so that's why I tell people it's so important. Walk into a store and support your small owned female businesses. You know, buy the products, because that's the only way that we're going to make it, you know. And then people say, oh, why do your products cost more than this general market brand or this big company? Guess what? I'm only making 10,000 versus 10 million.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more cost to go into it. And then the content, you know, I have so many women, black, white, everything that use my products and say, I've never used a more moisturizing or hydrating shampoo and conditioner or other products, but it's because the content of the products is amazing. And that's why the cost of goods is a little bit higher than you would see on some generic $99 shampoo.
And what's next? You spoke about the tour that you guys are on, the beauty lounge that's coming. What's next?
Oh God, what is not next? So, you know, Honey Baby Naturals is, you know, I kind of, you know, the one thing though is sometimes when you take on too much, you kind of like see your, so Honey Baby Naturals had a soft last quarter, and it's my fault. I was doing the most with the warehouse and the other brands and so forth, but we're getting ready to launch a whole collection. The first time ever, we're going to have a new collection. I'm really excited about it. I think it'll be great for the brand. And Botanica Beauty is doing amazing. So we're on tour right now, on the grind. It's a female Latina empowerment, women of color empowerment tour. We're hitting major cities and we're really encouraging entrepreneurs, networking. It's been amazing. So we're doing that. We're going to be doing all the basic trade shows and new retailers, a lot of new retailers coming this year. But the biggest thing that I'm working on is Beauty Loft. This has been my baby, my dream. This is why I got into the industry, is I really wanted to be behind the scenes, to help other people create magic, to create brands, to have a space that, you know, they feel comfortable, you know, working with me and our team. And so that is my, you know, my husband and I, you know, we started Beauty Loft. We're officially launching next month, and we're really going to bring in other brands to help them build this strong platform and work together to really expand the space. You know, I always say breaking down the boundaries, you know, changing the face of beauty. And I'm hoping that Beauty Loft can be a pioneer in changing the face of beauty.
Yes, I can't wait for that. You have some amazing things coming up, and I cannot wait to see all of them come in fruition.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait. I'm definitely going to have to come to our grand opening.
Yes, absolutely. And so now it's time for the real deal moment, where we take a deeper look at who the woman is behind the hustle. So what's a quote, a verse, or a mantra that keeps you encouraged?
So I'm really about taking chances, and you know, it's funny, like one of the my favorite entrepreneurs is Richard Branson. I mean he's just like one of those people. Sarah Blakely, I mean, there, I have a lot. One of my favorite quotes from Mark Zuckerberg, and it says, the biggest risk is never taking a risk. And I tell people all, they're like, what made you want to do this and how did you decide? I said, it was a risk. But I believe in me and I bet on myself. And I always encourage people, if you dream it, you know, why not try it? What is the biggest thing that can happen? If it doesn't work, you try something else or you move on. If you believe in yourself and your skill set, there's always going to be something there for you. So I always tell people, you know, the biggest risk is not taking it. How do you know when it's right? You don't know. Take a risk, try it, and try to take that next level.
And what's a tool or app that helps you manage your life or work that you couldn't live without?
Just my cell phone.
Your phone?
I knew it. Like, I have a mind like an elephant. Anyone that knows me laughs. There's this like, how do you not have appointments? Okay, I did have your appointment scheduled though, because it automatically populates. but three kids, a husband, three companies. Like I just carry everything, and I know it's bad, but you know, my phone is everything. It's on my hand all the time. It helps me capture moments. It helps me capture, you know, things that I need. You know, but I think on a daily basis, it's my money. I'm checking my bank accounts. I'm checking my sales. You know, I'm monitoring that because that's the most important thing. You know, a lot of companies fail because they don't know where their money's going. They don't know which pockets and budgets, but staying on top of your money. So I'm always using my QuickBooks and my financial apps, just, you know, especially when you're funding your own business and you're taking your sales and using it for the next set of launching, making sure you are on top of your money is the biggest thing I would say.
And what book should every girl behind the hustle read?
So I don't read enough books because I don't have time. You know, but I think there's a lot of, I mean, like Lean In is a great one. Becoming, I mean, these are empowerment. These are feel good books that are making, you know, people feel empowered. There's a book now that I'm starting to read, The Gift of Struggle by Bobby Herrera. And it really talks about going through struggle will help make you stronger and take you to the next level, you know, and it's funny because my son, you know, I grew up, you know, they grew up in a whole different world than we grew up, you know, we didn't have much growing up and we struggled. We were poor. You know, I had to put myself through college. I worked three jobs. And my son always says, Mom, you know, the only reason you work so hard and you want it so bad is because you had to struggle. I said, boy, I will make you struggle today.
Like, is that what I need to do?
Yeah. And
for so, you?
So I like the fact that, you know, we talk about our struggles and we reflect on them. And that's what's going to help propel us to the next level and give us the strength to, you know, to make things happen.
And what's your go-to song before a meeting or to kick off your day?
So people laugh because I love Bill Withers, and this is a college thing. My roommate, we were friends from high school, and we would play Lovely Day by Bill Withers. So we wake up in the morning like today is going to be a lovely day. And I play it every time I have a speaking engagement. I'm in the bathroom doing my makeup. I'm not listening to Kanye. I love rap, hip hop. Jay-Z, I am listening to Bill Withers' Lovely Day. And it's something about that song just makes me light up. And today is going to be a lovely day. Manifesting positivity.
Yes, that entire song is absolutely.
I love it. It's one of my favorites.
It just puts you in a happy mood, you know? Just makes you happy.
It does. And I want to feel that. I mean, that's a great way to start your day and just feeling like positive about what you're getting ready to embark on.
And what do you want people to say about you when you aren't in the room?
You know, I just, my legacy I want to leave is someone who is kind, someone is who is loving, who is compassionate, and I want people to be inspired by me, you know? And those are the things that if people are saying that about me, I did my job. You know, I live on such a strong moral code, and my parents like instilled this on me. I never want to be cutthroat. I never want to be nasty. I never want to be bad. I really want to be this inspiring, warm, compassionate person that really helps elevate other people.
And fill in the blank. My name is, and one truth about the hustle is.
So my name is Aisha Ceballos Crump. And one truth about the hustle is, you know, there's so many things I can say, but I think I would say the hustle is real. It is life. It is everything. You know, we live in a society where, you know, the fit survive, the strongest of the strong. And so it's really real and understanding what's in front of you and how you're going to change your circumstance and your situation. You know, growing up the way that I did and being faced with the challenges that I have throughout my whole entire life has really elevated me because I know what's in front of me and what's real and what I want and what are my goals at the end of the day. You know, I want to create generational wealth and I don't want my kids or my grandkids to ever have to struggle. And so the hustle is real and it's here and it's now.
Love it. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. Please let the listeners know how they can connect with you.
Oh, absolutely. So Honey Baby Naturals is on Instagram, Facebook, at Honey Baby Naturals. I'm Aisha Ceballos Crump, and you can find me on Instagram at Aisha RC, and website honeybabynaturals.com, soon to be beautyloftchicago.com, at beautyloftchicago, And, stay tuned. We're going to be having our launch event. I'm hoping that there's another entrepreneur listening to this that's inspired. They want to start a business. They have a great idea. They don't know where to start. You know, look me up and find me, and I'll be willing to help.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much. And, you know, thanks for having me.
You guys, what did you think about this episode? Let me tell you, I love the part when Aisha spoke about when she helped Ada Rojas launch Botanica Beauty, how to actually help her as well. Because when they were able to come together, combine their purchasing power, and now they're able to work out better deals, better rates, better pricing, just because we're coming together and now we have more purchasing power. And that, I just feel like, can be combined and just put and applied to so many different industries and so many things that we're working on. So my thoughts to you and questioning you would be, how can you find a way to work with someone else, maybe a peer or someone else within your industries? How can you find a way to work together with the next woman so that you guys both can win? I would love to hear from you guys. Feel free to slide in the DM on Instagram. It's Girl Behind the Hustle. Shoot an email at heygirl@girlbehindthehustle.com. Until next week, when we meet again, be safe, be well, hustle and grace.